Welcome to Trivia Showdown, the quiz game show from the Delaware County District Library, where we pit three staff members against each other for the coveted Showdown crown. I'm Kellen Freeman, your host, and tonight I have with me our three contestants. We have Orange Branch Adult Services Specialist Megan.
Hi!
Delaware Adult Services Specialist Andrew.
Hey now!
And we have our reigning champ, current holder of the Showdown crown, and practically my co-host at this point, Danielle from the Delaware Circulation Department.
Back again! Okay, that's fair, but you're also both going to lose.
Welcome, contestants. Now, for those of you at home, here's a quick overview of how the game is going to work. We'll begin, as always, with our quick question. The first player to correctly answer this multiple-choice question gets to take control of the board and pick our first category of the game. They'll be able to choose from five categories, which will be announced in just a moment. After each category is complete, the next player in line will get the chance to choose. Once all three players have chosen a category, I will flip a coin to determine which of the remaining two will be our final round. During the final round, points are increased, and at the end of the round, we'll total the scores and announce our winner. Ready to get started?
Oh yeah.
So our quick question. Many characters have worn a monocle at one time or another, but which of these is not known for regularly wearing one? The Penguin, Mr. Peanut, Count Von Count, or Uncle Moneybags? Danielle?
Count Von Count.
No. Andrew?
Uncle Moneybags.
That's right.
Is that the Monopoly guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you'll get to pick first from our categories. Tonight we have Genericide, Corporate Overlords, Who, What, Where, Timeline, and Hodgepodge. Which would you like to choose?
You know what? I'm gonna pick something that I don't think I know very well, but I'm gonna give it a shot and get it out of the way. Corporate Overlords.
All right. How this will work. I will give you a brand, as well as four options for which company owns that product. You'll ring in with which company you think does. 1 point for the correct answer. Is Dasani owned by PepsiCo, Gatorade, Nestle, or Coca-Cola? Andrew?
Coca-Cola.
That's right. Is Twix owned by Mars, Mondelez, Nestle, or Hershey? Daniel?
Mars.
Yep. Is Oreo owned by Mondelez, Mars, Nestle, or Quaker? Danielle?
Nestle.
No. Andrew?
Mondelez.
That's right. Is Betty Crocker owned by General Mills, McCormick, Quaker, or Kraft Heinz? Andrew?
General Mills.
That's right.
I knew that one. I understood that question.
Might as well be a Cleveland category, I guess.
Are Sun Chips owned by Mondelez, PepsiCo, Frito-Lay, or General Mills? Megan?
I think Frito-Lay.
No. Daniel?
General Mills?
No. Andrew?
PepsiCo.
That's right. Is Jell-O owned by ConAgra, Mars, Nestle, or Kraft Heinz? Megan?
Kraft Heinz?
That's right.
Yeah, I got one. 1 point.
Are Pringles owned by PepsiCo, Mondelez, Kellogg's, or Unilever? Danielle?
Unilever.
No. Megan?
PepsiCo.
No. Hey, Andrew?
Kellogg's.
That's right. Is Klondike owned by Unilever, Breyers, Nestle, or Kraft Heinz? Daniel?
Nestle.
No. Andrew is next.
Kraft Heinz.
No. Megan?
Breyers.
No. It's Unilever. Is Pantene owned by Procter & Gamble, Unilever, Johnson & Johnson, or L'Oreal? Megan?
L'Oreal.
No. Danielle?
Johnson & Johnson.
No. Andrew?
P&G.
Yep.
Huh.
Are Hot Pockets owned by Kellogg's, ConAgra, Nestle, or Kraft Heinz?
Oh, boy.
Danielle?
ConAgra.
No. Andrew?
Kraft Heinz.
No. Megan.
Kellogg's.
No.
Seriously?
It's Nestle.
Why?
Huh.
Why?
DiGiorno Pizza is owned by Conagra, Nestle, PepsiCo, or Unilever. Megan.
Nestle.
That's right.
Ow.
Is Captain Crunch owned by Kellogg's, PepsiCo, General Mills, or Nestle? Andrew.
General Mills.
No. Megan.
Kellogg's.
No. Danielle.
Nestle.
No.
Seriously.
Pepsi?
PepsiCo.
Pepsi owns Quaker. And it's a Quaker brand.
Yeah, it is. I didn't know that was Pepsi, though. That's funny.
Gerber, is that owned by Unilever, Nestle, Coca-Cola, or General Mills?
Babies.
Andrew.
Nestle.
That's right.
Owned by babies.
Our score is at the end of the first round. Megan has 2, Andrew has 7, and Danielle has 1.
Okay.
Ooh.
I got a lead to come back from, but I'm not worried about it. I've come back from seriously worse.
You have, yeah. Which brings us to Danielle to pick our second category.
All right. We're going to do who, what, where.
All right. How this works, I will give you a thing. You'll tell me whether it was named after a who, a what, or a where. 1 point for the correct answer. Uranium. Megan and Danielle say who. Andrew says where. It was a where. Uranus. Macadamia nuts.
Yummy.
Megan says who. Andrew says where. Danielle says what. It is a who. Named in honor of John McAdam.
Never
heard of him.
Repeat the answer.
It was named in honor of John McAdam. He was a politician and scientist and the discoverer. It's like, hey, yeah, I like this guy. I'll name it for you.
Huh.
The disease Ebola. Everybody says where? It is where.
Never read the book, The Hot Zone.
The Hot Zone?
It's about how Ebola was discovered. Don't read it. It's so gross.
Hot.
Tungsten. Everybody says who? It's a what?
Huh.
Literally translates to heavy stone in Swedish.
Hey, better question. What is the letter on the periodic table for it?
W. Yeah. Bowler hats. Megan and Danielle say who. Andrew says where. It is who, named after William Bowler.
Bowler.
Cheddar cheese. Everybody says where. It is where. It's the town of Cheddar. Blu-ray.
A who, a what, or a where?
That's the game.
Zoinks.
Everybody says what? It is what? It's for the blue laser.
Huh.
Although it's more purple. Everybody's favorite in the library, cardigans.
It's too hot right now for one. Oh, I'm wrong.
Megan says who, Andrew and Danielle say where. It is who.
Oh.
Wow.
Named for James Brundell, the Duke of Cardigan, who wore them and made them famous. Huh. And that sweater style was named in honor of him.
Wow.
Chlorine. Everybody says what? It is what? It is the Greek word for chloros, meaning yellow-green.
Okay.
All right. At the end of the second round, our score is Megan has 8, Andrew has 13, and Danielle has 6.
I get to pick.
She does get to pick. She gets.
So Megan gets to pick our third category.
Let's go timeline.
All right. How timeline works. I will give you three things in alphabetical order. You'll put them in timeline order going from earliest event to the latest event. 1 point for the correct answer, 2 points if you get all three correct. Looking for the inaugurations of Chester A. Arthur, Millard Fillmore, and James K. Polk. Megan says Arthur, Polk, Fillmore. Andrew says Fillmore, Polk, Arthur. Danielle says Polk, Arthur, Fillmore. It is Polk, Fillmore, Arthur. Review for when these states joined the Union, Maine, Maryland, and Tennessee. Megan and Daniel both say Maryland, Maine, Tennessee. Andrew says Maryland, Tennessee, Maine. It is Maryland, Tennessee, Maine. Mm-hmm. Looking for the discovery of calcium, titanium, and uranium. Everybody says calcium, uranium, titanium. It is uranium, titanium, calcium.
Calcium is last.
I'm looking for the publication date of The Cat in the Hat, Charlotte's Web, and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. Everybody says Charlotte's Web, Cat in the Hat, and The Very Hungry Caterpillar. That is the correct answer.
Yay!
Yay!
We earned our right to work here. We're allowed to stay employed. Yay.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much. We'd all gotten that one wrong.
Also the publication date of Monopoly, Sorry, and Risk. Megan says Monopoly, Risk, Sorry. Andrew says Risk, Monopoly, Sorry. Danielle says Sorry, Monopoly, Risk. It is Sorry, Monopoly, Risk.
Wow.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Looking for the first Super Bowl win of the Cowboys, Giants, and Patriots. Megan says Cowboys, Patriots, and Giants. Andrew says Giants, Cowboys, Patriots. Danielle says Giants, Patriots, Cowboys. It is Cowboys, Giants, Patriots. All right, and the last question, looking for which of these 1999 movies was released first? The Matrix, She's All That, or Star Wars The Phantom Menace? Megan says She's All That, The Matrix, and Star Wars. Andrew says Star Wars, Matrix, and She's All That. Danielle says She's All That, Star Wars, and The Matrix. It is She's All That, Matrix, and the Star Wars, The Phantom Menace.
Whew!
All right, so. Oh, you said earliest to latest.
All right, so the end of our third round, Megan has 14, Andrew has 21, and Danielle has 13.
I'm going to lose.
So our final round will be hodgepodge.
Yes.
This category is a random collection of questions. Some will be write-in, others will be buzzer-based. Answer accordingly, you will get 2 points for the correct answer. There are some bonus point opportunities in this category. This is a buzzer question, multiple choice. Which city has lost the most professional sports teams? Cleveland, New York City, St. Louis, or Los Angeles?
Oh, Megan? It's not write-in.
New York.
Yes.
Just for good measure.
All right, this is a writing question. Mm-hmm. You're looking for the closest answer, number-wise. How many roles did John Hurt have where he died on screen?
God, he was in so many. So many.
Megan says 55, Andrew says 7, Danielle says 32. It is 39.
39? I might be thinking of William Hurt.
Okay. I'm looking for, this is a writing one, which came first, the premiere of Wishbone or the launch of 1-800-COLLECT? Megan and Andrew say 1-800-COLLECT, Danielle says Wishbone. 1-800-COLLECT came out in 96 and Wishbone was 99. This is a buzz-in question. Thank you for demonstrating.
Yep.
Anytime.
I'm hungry.
A standard dual-layer DVD-R has a storage capacity of 5.2 gigabytes, 4.7 gigabytes, 8.5 gigabytes, or 10.4 gigabytes. Megan.
4.7.
No. Danielle.
5.2.
No. Andrew.
8.5.
That's right.
All guessing.
All right, this is another buzz-in question. Nick Folk was a player for the New York Jets in the 2016 football season. He is on record as scoring 10 points in three consecutive plays in what position? Andrew.
He was a kicker.
That's right. Another writing question. This is the closest to. How many players are on a team of cricket? Megan says 6, Andrew says 8, Danielle says 11. It is 11.
11, nicely done.
Cricket.
Okay, so some sports aren't American and boring.
Oh yeah, cricket's awesome.
Yeah, cricket's amazing.
Also, I will note, I'm giving you a bonus point because in the jelly bean jar, you get a bonus point if you nail it. All right, this is a buzzing question. Which brand had the first video on YouTube to pass 1 million views? Old Spice, Nike, Apple, or Victoria's Secret? Megan.
Old Spice.
No. Mm-hmm. Andrew.
Nike.
Yes. This is a buzzer question. In the corner of a playing card is the number and suit of the card so you can quickly reference what cards you have in your hand. What's the name of this feature?
Huh. Huh. Oh, you're not going to give us options?
Megan.
I mean, it's called a suit, but that's all I know.
No.
I don't know. It says it in the question. Never mind.
The suit number combo.
I know. I don't know what it is.
Oh, man. I don't have it. I feel like it's one of those things I heard.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to cuss.
Probably. Anything?
I don't have it.
I got nothing.
I'm going to cuss. I know.
There's going to be lots of bad words.
Just get it over with.
An index.
I was going to say ink. For some reason, the word ink was in my head, which is pretty close to index.
Not really.
Sort of close. Kind of pretty close.
There's two letters that are shared.
There's two. And those are important letters. Index.
All right. This is a writing question. Is this a thing? Was the USS Montana ever a battleship? Everyone says no, it was not. And our last question, Sue Grafton's alphabet mystery series ended early due to her death. What letter did the series stop on? This is a ring-in question.
Oh. X.
No.
No, I didn't mean that.
Danielle.
X.
I just said that.
She said X.
I thought she said S.
No.
Okay, fine. Then it's...
Oh, y. Actually, no. I know what it is now.
No, it's... He knows it.
W.
No.
I said Y.
It is Y. It is Y is for yesterday. So the scores at the end of our final round. Megan has 20. Danielle has 22, and Andrew has 31, making him the new winner of the Showdown Crown. That is yours to hold on to until we see you again next month, along with two new competitors who will take their turn to try and take the crown for their own. If you have a suggestion for a category or question, send them to dcdlpodcast@delawarelibrary.org. From our contestants, myself, and the Delaware Library, we thank you for listening to our show. We hope you learned something and had some fun along the way. We'll see you next month for another episode of Trivia Showdown.
The story of how the switchboard or the automatic switchboard got invented is absolutely hilarious, because the guy who invented it was a mortician, and the other mortician in town kept getting all of his business. Anytime somebody would call, it would get directed to that mortician and not himself. So he looked into it, and the other mortician's wife worked at the call board, and anytime somebody called looking for a morgue, she'd switch it over. So out of spite, he put an entire industry just out of business.
to save his own business.
Yeah.
That is wonderful.
It's one of my favorite spite revenge stories.